Jesus is a friend to the sinner, and the streets are full of his friends.
I see a lot of pain. I see a lot of lost souls.
Which way do I go now?
It's a go season. And Jesus said, go ye into all the world. He didn't say, stay ye in all the church.
The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because he has anointed me.
Help me.
God is calling you out into the streets with signs and wonders.
I feel a desperation because while we're inside the church, swirling around with issues inside the church, there are people going to hell outside the church.
People like me don't come into church. You have to take church to us so we can find it.
Nothing is going to keep me back from discerning the time, moving into apostolic and prophetic authority, and going out and getting myself a harvest. Welcome to Extreme Prophetic. My name is Patricia King, and I'm glad that you've come to join us today. We are in the midst of doing a series on God in the inner city, and today's program is going to feature the oppression and the bondage of prostitution on the streets. You're going to be amazed at some of the wonderful testimonies that we have to share of God's miracle working power to set captives free. And you'll want to stay tuned for the entire program, for there's sure to be a special destiny word just for you.
These men treat you like an object. You're not a human being. And they have families, you get in their nice little cars, and they've got baby seats in the back.
Every type of person that you can think of goes out and looks for prostitute family men.
You can smell their wife's perfume in the car. You can see all their stuff.
Bottom line, most of the money went to my drug habit. It didn't go to my shelter. It didn't go to feed my kids. It went to support my drug habit because it was just that big.
Runners, which are the guys that keep them moving along and getting business or whatever. And one of them was yelling at one of the prostitutes from across the street to keep moving. I guess she wasn't moving fast enough for him.
When I was turning tricks for coke, it was a need, but more of a want, you know. But when I started doing it for heroin, it was a necessity.
Businessmen, professional men, men that you would think that, no way.
He ran across the street and he just started literally just beating her right in front of us. And slapping her and threw her on the ground. And her clothes were literally like coming off, and everyone was just standing around, and nobody could do any. We couldn't do anything because sometimes we were told that if you get in the way and interfere with those things, that they could just get beat worse.
It was a desperation, and the guys knew that.
Where they feel so dirty, and they feel so left out, and God just so wants to just hold them and tell them how precious they are.
Welcome to Insights. On today's program, we're looking at the subject of God in the inner city. And we're looking specifically at the subject of prostitution in the inner city and how Jesus Christ is there amongst them as their friends, reaching out to touch them. And he's giving us the invitation to do so as well. In fact, he's anointed us to do so. In Isaiah 61, verse 1, it says, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the afflicted. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted and to proclaim liberty to the captives and freedom to prisoners." You know, people who are involved in prostitution are prisoners. They're held captive to many things, the many things that put them on the streets to begin with. And oftentimes there's a prejudice towards the sexually defiled, but Jesus himself actually never, ever withdrew from the sexually defiled. In fact, he's known as the friend of the sinner. He's known as the friend of those who are defiled by prostitution and by sexual sin. We know in the Bible that there's a story of a lot of religious leaders who wanted to stone the woman who was caught in the act of adultery. But Jesus went to her defense, not to say that she wasn't guilty of what she had done, but to show that mercy triumphs over judgment. And also Mary Magdalene was known as a prostitute, and yet Jesus ministered to her and set her free. She was a captive, but he set her free, so she was released out of her captivity. And that's what he's calling us to do as well. You know, we might in our minds have a prejudice. Maybe you have a prejudice against street people or prostitutes. You might even think, well, they got themselves there, they can get themselves out of it. But we have no idea what it's taken to get them to that place. What things have they been hurt by? What kind of violations have taken place in their life? What is it that put them on the streets to begin with? You know, as we've gone down and spoken to prostitutes on the street and asked them, you know, why are you here and what brought you here? None of them have said, wow, this has been the desire of my heart. I grew up thinking I wanted to become a prostitute. No, they're there because they're held in captivity to it, because they were forced into it in some ways, sometimes because of other needs in their life, such as drug addiction that has to be met, and it seemed to be the only way that they could make the money to do it. And so what are we going to do about it? Those of us that are free, those of us that are anointed, that have power to do something about it, what are we going to do about it? Are we just going to say there's a problem in the inner city? There's a problem in society? Or will we take the anointing that we have and go and reach out? Maybe it's only one we can reach out to, or maybe a number, or maybe God will give us a whole strategy, a plan to reach out to a multitude of people in this kind of bondage, trapped. But we can do something. It can begin in prayer. It can begin in just going down to the streets and becoming a friend with those who are trapped. It can come with just maybe working in a downtown mission or offering some volunteer services. But we can do something. You can do something. And so in the program today, we're going to look at a number of different things. We're going to take you in God Talk down to the streets of the inner city and show you some of the problems. And also you're going to hear some encouraging testimonies of how people have come out of the bondage of the lifestyle of prostitution because Jesus reached out and touched them and freed them. You're going to be introduced to some resource that'll help and some training that'll help. And so stay tuned for the entire program because there's much, much more for you. And you know, I sense a word right now by the Spirit of God for someone who's watching the program, and you've been stirred recently saying, you know, I think I'm called to the dark places, but I don't know how to begin. I'm called to the inner city, but I don't know how to get there or where to start or how to start. And the Lord's saying to you, He's going to give you a starting point. In fact, on today's program, your heart is going to be really, really stirred, and you're going to have the courage and the oomph to take the next step because you're anointed to bring freedom to the captives.
If you want to learn how to experience the supernatural presence and power of God, then this is the course for you. Learn how to know God in an intimate way, receive teaching on angels, heaven, and supernatural phenomena. The school is informative, exciting, and life-changing. Register soon as enrollment for the school is limited. For more information, visit our website at extremeprophetic.com.
In God Talk today, I want to introduce you to a new friend of mine. Her name's Christina. And I just met her a little while ago, and I was so intrigued by what the Lord had done in her life. She'd been raised in the inner city, and you know, to parents that were drug addicts, and she was raised in an environment of crime, of violence, of drug addiction, of prostitution, and at a very early age, she also became a drug addict and then a prostitute.
My background started way back when I was young. I was a victim of my upbringing. As I got older, I fell into the life of prostitution. Now I'm clean and I'm sober 6 years, and I have 4 children, and I'm totally a good mother to them, and I'm a good wife, I'm a good person, I'm a good mother. Since I have Christ in my life, He's changed me so much, and He's done so much, I mean, more than I could have ever expected anything, more than I could have imagined. He's just done so much, and I am so grateful to Him because He is truly awesome, and He is so real, and He's moving in my life every day.
It was so amazing to me to see a woman who was standing before me telling her story, who was completely whole. And she was so full of life and so full of anointing and so full of hope and grace and was helping others come out of their addictions and out of their lifestyles of prostitution. And I thought, oh, this is what the Lord can do. This is such a great thing. And she'd been a woman with no education because of her drug habit and because of her family situation. She didn't even get properly educated.
I went to ninth grade only. I mean, I never graduated. I barely graduated middle school, junior high. So I don't have any training of any sort. So that was the only thing that I thought I could do.
She was so mistreated when she was out on the streets prostituting. There had been men who had picked her up and they did all kinds of terrible things.
I was raped twice. I was held with a knife to my throat just right around the corner from where we're at, as a matter of fact. Just a few blocks down in a dark, dark alley, I was held by knife point. And I was very scared, and the only thing I could remember telling God, I could remember telling him, save me from this. Take me out of this situation. I will get it together. I will live for my kids. I will fix my life. And no matter how bad I tried, I just couldn't. I just couldn't. Until one day I decided to really serve him with all my heart, sincerely and truly. And that's when I found happiness. And that's when I found out that that he gives us that inner strength to do what we have to do to make it in this life.
You know, I asked her things like, you know, what did it feel like, you know, to just be used like that?
I didn't have no feelings. I was a robot. I was a robot. I was existing. I didn't have a life. I was just existing. I was just a person who woke up and did drugs and made it by, you know, however I could that day. And then come that night, I, you know, try to figure out how I was going to stay high all night to wake up again the next morning and do it again. And that took 10 years of my life away from me. 10 years of my life that I can never get back. Every type of person that you can think of goes out and looks for prostitute. Family men, businessmen, professional men, men that you would think that, no way.
To be picked up by men that were just wanting you for their sexual pleasure and nothing else but to fulfill their own pleasure. They didn't want a relationship. They didn't want her. They just wanted what they wanted. And it was so enlightening to hear her heart and to the depth that she shared and the honesty that she shared in. But what was amazing to me was her testimony of how she came out of it.
The only hope that I know of, I tried everything. The only hope that I know of is through Jesus Christ, his love, his abounding grace. He's everything, and he hears you, and he's been with you through your darkest moment, through your worst situation. He's been there, and he knows, and maybe everybody else doesn't know, but he knows. And he is the only person that I know of that has the power to help you out of your situation.
God did such an awesome work in her, and he can do an awesome work in anyone. Maybe you're watching the program right now, and you're thinking, well, maybe he could do that work in me. And the answer is absolutely yes, he can. Because his eye is upon those that are afflicted, upon those that are suffering. And you know, people like Christina, she felt guilty for what she did. She felt bad for what she did. And sometimes that guilt keeps us from asking for help. But you can ask for help, because it doesn't matter what you've done, or it doesn't matter about all the wrong choices you made. Jesus, he loves you. And so does his people. And he just wants to touch your heart and your life right now if you're watching and you need that grace extended to you, because there's definitely, definitely hope for you. And if you're watching the program right now and you've had a prejudice towards prostitutes, maybe you thought, well, you know, they're just, you know, they made their bed, they can lie in it. You know, they've chosen that kind of life. Maybe this program will give you just a new look at it. Is that sometimes people just don't have a choice. They don't have a choice at all. But we do. We have a choice to go and get them. We have a choice to go reach them. And we can believe for them when they can't believe for themselves. And that's what we're here for. And that's what we're all about in Jesus.
I didn't know exactly what being saved was, but I just said, God, if you will set me free from the drugs that I'm doing, then I'll serve you. I asked him to forgive me, God, for, you know, having sex and for doing drugs and everything I could think of, and went to bed. And the next morning, I woke up, and it was literally, I remember just feeling like I was blind and now I see, like my eyes opened. I didn't know exactly what had happened, but I stopped using everything, including cigarettes at that point. I mean, it was just a pretty radical change.
Welcome to The Stuff. We're here to resource you today. And, you know, we've been looking at a program regarding an oppression of prostitution. But most of the time, prostitutes just don't become prostitutes overnight. There's other issues behind it. For instance, sexual abuse issues or addictive issues. And so we want to be able to help resource you to minister to people who have been trapped in all kinds of sexual bondage and addictive bondages and things like that. And perhaps you yourself have been a victim of sexual abuse or other harassment, sexual defilement that has made you feel unclean. And we've got some help for you. A lot of these things have come from my own personal experience. I myself was sexually abused as a young person. I was raped. I know what it's like to live in the bondage, the shame, the guilt, and everything that goes with it. And so we have a set of tapes for you called Healing for the Sexually Abused. It'll help you come free from any kind of sexual defilement. It'll give you the Word of God on it and help you to minister to others as well as to yourself. We also have the School of Personal Ministry. This is a 16-set course on how to come free from all kinds of different issues, occult, new age, sexual addiction, sexual problems, addictions of different sorts, all kinds of areas where the enemy has grabbed hold of your life. Goes into how to do self-deliverance, how to deliver other people, how to minister inner healing. This is School of Personal Ministry. Thanks so much for letting us resource you. Why don't you go online right now at extremeprophetic.com. There's sure to be a special destiny word just for you.
There's a girl named Melanie watching the program. You went into prostitution at about 14, 15 years old. You're still young in that you'd be around 18 years old right now. And because to cover up all the pain, it started with your father leaving you when you were like 11, 12 years old, the divorce of your father and your mother, and you went into rebellion for a few years. Then you ended up in addiction, and that brought you into the streets for easy, quick money. Melanie, or they may even call you Mel, God's going to set you free right now. God's calling you out of that lifestyle, just like He anointed Mary Magdalene. He's going to set you free from every demonic power, and He's going to give you a new life. And I'm calling you out to be totally free. You don't have to be bound by that spirit of addiction. Right now, it's alcohol for you, strong alcohol, and taking LSD, and taking, I see, pills. You're taking pills. God's going to set you free right now, Melanie. We call you by name in Jesus' name.
This program has totally agitated you, and you're struggling with your condition. But you know what? The Lord has His hand on you, and He's actually going to heal you from that herpes syndrome right now. I don't even have to pray for it. It's just happening as I'm speaking. And you can begin to rejoice in the Lord. And He has one more thing for you. He wants you to repent from the prejudice you have for those that live on the streets, because He loves them very much. And in the same way, He's touched you right now with His mercy and with His healing grace. He's going to touch others, the ones that you've looked down upon. Why? Because He loves them.
There's a man right now. In fact, you're in the ministry, and you have a closet addiction, and it's prostitution. You know what? You're so ashamed and so condemned. In fact, you haven't done it for a while, but it's a temptation that sits there. You do everything that you can. I mean, you study, you read the Word, and you're keeping yourself back from this thing, but you're not delivered. You need to be set free. You need the power of God to touch you. You need the deliverance of Jesus Christ. And Lord, I just speak to this man's spirit right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I take authority of this bondage and I break it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I set you free from this addiction to prostitution in Jesus' name.
I have a word right now for a woman who's just gotten out of prison. And you were put in prison on some drug charges and on prostitution charges. And you're struggling. You don't want to go back to that life, and yet you're feeling the pull already, and you just got out of the system and you're scared. And right now the Lord's reaching out to you, And he's saying, you don't have to go back. You don't have to go back, and you're not going to go back. And I'm going to minister to you right now. And in the name of Jesus Christ, I break the power, that pull that's on your soul to bring you back into darkness. The Lord says he's given you a new life. And there was a person that met you when you were in prison and told you about Jesus Christ and prayed for you. And you felt a deliverance then. And it felt so good and so refreshing. In fact, you got so fired up for God. And now you just feel like you're going to backslide. But you're not. You're not going to backslide. The Lord says you're not. You're going to make it. You're really going to make it. So just grab onto him right now. And know that there's some really good days ahead. And you never, ever have to go back there again.
I think the amazing thing is, no matter how many steps you can take away from the Lord, doesn't matter how many, it just takes one to come back.
We have got the most amazing partners in the whole wide world. They're the best. We've got prayer partners, we've got financial partners, and they are the biggest blessing to God and to us. And we want to thank each and every one of you out there. If you're an intercessor or if you're a financial partner, we want to thank you from the bottom of our hearts for being part of our team. And you know, I love visiting with you out at seminars, live seminars and that. Make yourself known, because everywhere I go, I have partners coming up to me and saying, I partner with you in Extreme Prophetic. And I just love meeting with you and sometimes having the opportunity to prophesy over you as well. But listen here, I've got something exciting to tell you. We are believing God for 1,000 partners. This is our pioneer team. It's called the Breaker Team. And because these partners are helping us break through, we started with absolutely nothing. And so we had to break through every spiritual resistance, every natural resistance. And so partners came on board with us, and they're called the Breaker Team. And we're believing for 1,000, and we're on our way there. We're on our way. And you might be called right now to be one of those people that's on the Breaker Team. So why don't you consider that and pray about supporting the program on $30 a month maybe, or $50 a month, $100 a month. In fact, we have a little boy out of Texas. He's 8 years old only. He wrote into us one day, he said, I love the program and I'm going to give you $2 every month. He's our favorite partner. And if you're watching this program, sweetie, we love you to bits and we pray for you. In fact, we pray for all of our partners every single day. Why don't you join the team?
Remember, God does nothing except he reveals it first to his servants, the prophets. Under the Influence Mag, you want it. Order it online at extremeprophetic.com.
God wants to say hi to all of you today, but he especially wants to say hi to you, Carolyn, because you are a newly married wife and you've been struggling a little bit lately with the transition. And he just wants you to know that he's with you and he says hi. He's right by your side and he's right there to support you. And Benjamin, God wants to say hi to you. You've been studying for a test lately and you're a little bit concerned about it, but God will be with you when you write that test. And so don't worry about a thing. He's there. Just keep studying and it'll all work out. And Peter, you're at a crossroads in your life right now, and God wants to give a greeting to you and to remind you that he's been with you all these years, and he's going to be with you in this crossroads in this very, very special time in your life. And even though the future looks a little bit hazy to you, God wants you to know that his hand is upon you and it's going to turn out okay. I have a big, big hello from God to Fred. You sometimes use the name Frida because you're a transvestite prostitute. God loves you. He knows you and he loves you very, very much, more than you could ever know. If you'll just draw close to him right now, you'll find that he can sort out all the confusion in your life. He loves you, he accepts you, and he wants you whole. So why don't you reach out to him? And Nancy, God wants to say hi to you today. You're just a housewife at home and you've been saying, why am I just a housewife? Don't I have more purpose for my life than this? But if you look back, you'll see that you have poured into people's lives. You've poured into your children, your husband, your household. Many people have come through your home. And so the Lord says, just a housewife? Oh, you're his woman, and he wants you to rejoice in that at this time. You're a glorious woman of God, and you shine for him, and he just wants to say hi.
It was a complete epiphany. It was the whole cheesy, white light and, inner, awakening into, my God. Talking on the phone and having my cigarette, in a moment. God just came and I knew that he was real. And I knew that Jesus had died for me. For me. Someone as low and as unworthy and as disastrous as I am, he died for me. I got that, in my heart and, to the bottom of who I am to this day. I know it. I've had to do theological debates with many people because I'm not that great, but you know what? I know that God is there. And I know that I'm only where I am today because of God.
Thanks for being with us today. We're glad that you joined us for the program, and we want you to join us again next week. If you want some information on the ministry and other ways that you can get the program, why don't you visit us online at extremeprophetic.com. And now here's a special destiny word for each and every one of you. Listen carefully. It's this: God loves you with an everlasting love. He really does. The Lord's going to make a way for you to leave here. And I see you closing the door behind you, and you're saying goodbye. And I see that in the vision you're taking bags and you're going to a better place. What do you think about that?
She was thinking about this right now.
You're just going to, you know, this courage, the courage that you have, that's going to give you the strength to do it.
She was talking exactly that with her friends now.
And you know, Abraham in the Bible, he's a character in the Old Testament. And God called him to go somewhere, but he didn't know where. And he just picked up his bags and he followed after God, not knowing if things would be okay. And all he had was faith and courage. And he became a very wealthy man because God blessed him. Thank you, Father. I thank you, Father, that you sent us here today, that she would know that you are confirming her plans, because you had put thoughts already in her heart. And now, Lord, you're making those things a reality. Now, thank you, Lord, for what you've done in her today. Amen.